Welcome to the East County Magazine Live Radio Show, the voice of East County, bringing you the hottest news and coolest events from the communities of San Diego's East County. We're your community radio, representing the public interest, not special interests. Broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso with your host, Miriam Raftery.
I want to welcome everybody. Lemon Grove, as many of you may know, has an open seat for mayor since long-serving Mayor Mary Sessom is retiring. The mayor is an important position. The mayor sets the agendas, chairs the city council meetings, and represents the city at civic functions, conferences, and other places. There are three candidates running, and I am delighted to announce that all three of them are here tonight. Councilman George Gastel, Councilwoman Raquel Vasquez, and former Chamber of Commerce President Teresa Rosiak. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to start by letting each candidate have 2 minutes to introduce themselves. Councilman Gastel, let's start with you.
Okay, thank you. It's an honor to be here, and I want to thank all of you for showing up. You know, you could have done something else with your evening, but this is a great way to be informed and support your community. I recognize an awful lot of people here. I recognize a former councilman that I know well and a current councilman. There's so many people I recognize here. What you all have in common is that you care about this community, this really special community that we live in. And I'm really proud of the fact that for 18 years I've been serving this community, 10 years as a school board member and 8 years as a city councilman. And I've learned an awful lot from the experience. I've worked with an awful lot of people, and I've learned a great deal from the experience that'll help me serve the city better as a mayor. I'm particularly proud of the fact when I was on the Lemon Grove School Board, I worked together with quite a few people, and four people in particular, Katie Dexter, Tim Shaw, Jay Bass, and Blanca Brown, who are still on the school board. And you know what they all have in common? They support me for mayor. And as a city councilman, I work together with some wonderful people like Jerry Jones and Jennifer Mendoza and our mayor, Mary Sessom. And what they have in common is that they all support me for mayor. The people that I've worked with are supporting me. And people like Assemblymember Shirley Weber, who represents Lemon Grove, State Senator Marty Block, who used to represent Lemon Grove as an assemblyman. These are people that support me. Chris Kehoe, who's represented us when I was on the Senate, when I was on the school board. She's supporting me. And Supervisor Diane Jacob, who represents the East County and has for quite a long time. She's supporting me as well. I'm really proud of the fact that you talk to people that work with George Gastel, and they will tell you that I'm a listener and I can work with people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councilwoman Vasquez?
Thank you. Again, my name is Raquel Vasquez, and I am running for mayor of the city. I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone here for showing up, and also to thank the East County Magazine for coordinating this event. I know that it is so very meaningful for everyone to hear from each candidate so that ultimately you can make your decision on November 8th. You know, I want to talk a little bit about my vision for Lemon Grove. My vision is to make the city of Lemon Grove a thriving, safe, business-friendly city with small-town charm, offering arts, culture, and recreational opportunities for everyone to enjoy. You know, I will really work hard to create a healthy and safe city that's walkable with enriching opportunities for everyone to enjoy. You know, working together, we can foster new business development and infrastructure improvements on city streets, buildings, and parks. Regarding my professional background, I've worked 16 and a half years for the city of San Diego as a community relations officer. I've also served 2 terms as a planning commissioner for the city of Lemon Grove, and I was elected in 2012 to serve on the Lemon Grove City Council. I've also served on many regional boards to include the East County Economic Development Council, the League of California Cities Housing, Community, and Economic Development Policy Committee, the Lemon Grove School District Collaboration Committee, and I am the founder of Thrive Lemon Grove. My husband and my youngest daughter are here with me today in the audience. Thank you so much for your love and support as we embark on this remarkable journey. You know, I say, let's put my solid experience in government service to leadership for our city, Lemon Grove. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Rosnier.
Thank you very much. I have been a resident of Lemon Grove for over 50 years, and the welfare of our city and its residents is vitally important to me. I have been employed by a major healthcare hospital facility in San Diego for over 20 years as a medical credentialing specialist. I have two daughters. I am a survivor of domestic violence. And I have assisted local law enforcement in identification and arresting human traffickers and those perpetuating sexual assault here in Lemon Grove. I want to be a conduit between the city of Lemon Grove and its residents. As mayor, I will provide strong and determined leadership for individuals and business. And also business owners alike, to attract the diversity of people and businesses necessary to revitalize the city of Lemon Grove that we all love. Responsible leadership, fiscal responsibility, and transparency will be the trademarks of my service as mayor. Business-friendly, public safety, cooperativeness, and fun will be all adjectives used to describe the revitalization of our city of Lemon Grove. Together, all of us working together, we can improve our wonderful city for not only the residents, but also the many visitors that will be drawn to our community to take advantage of the many benefits available to them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, I would like to ask each of the candidates what you consider the most important issues facing Lemon Grove, and how would you address those if elected? Councilwoman Vasquez, we'll start with you.
Yes, so I've spent a significant amount of time during my role of leadership for the city as a planning commissioner, as well as a council member for the city of Lemon Grove, engaging residents as well as businesses. And if we look at it from the 30,000 foot level, those priorities for the people here in Lemon Grove, it revolves around public safety, neighborhood improvements, and economic development for the city. Now, under the category of public safety, my commitment to the people here in Lemon Grove is to work with our law enforcement to ensure that we address crime and maintain a safe community. And one of the ways that we can do that is by really capitalizing on what's already in place with our sheriff's department. There's a program called Restorative Justice. And what I'd like to do is implement those principles here within iCity. And what restorative justice does is it allows people who commit low-level crime to essentially serve out their time within the community, thus keeping them out of the prison system. I would also like to launch a partnership with residents where we have, I'll say, a neighborhood watch. And that's something that's missing with here in our city. We are the eyes and the ears in terms of what happens. It's ultimately up to us to work together to improve our public safety.
Thank you very much. Ms. Rosiak.
Thank you. Fiscal responsibility and transparency, again, is very huge. Public safety needs to be addressed. We need more police protection other than two policemen for every 24-hour period. I am also dedicated to business development, and I am an advocate for our schools and our children. It is vital that we listen to you, the residents of Lemon Grove, not just to have our own agendas up here. We have to listen to you, the residents, and I guarantee you that your voices will be heard. Thank you.
Okay. Councilman Gaston.
Thank you. I think that people are mentioning some pretty important themes, and if I could build on that a little bit. I see three areas that I could expand on. Number one is the budget, and it really starts and ends with the budget. This city has been through hard times, and I want to emphasize that I've dealt with budget crises as a school board member and as a city council member. And we need to focus on building up our reserves, paying off our pension liability, and when we do have money, we should focus first and foremost on one-time improvements as opposed to ongoing costs. I'm hoping sometime in the near future we will be able to take on new programs, but right now we're basically playing defense on budget. Another area is planning. We get things done in large part because we think ahead. We think 10, 20 years ahead and we plan. The park that we're planning to go from the northern end of the city to the southern end of the city, we call it Connect Main Street. That would have never happened if people weren't willing to think ahead and a vision and focus on planning. And next year we're going to have a chance to review our 20-year general plan. That'll be at the top of my list as when I enter the job as mayor is working on the general plan. And the other thing that I don't know what the cards,
it means. The purple means you've got 30 seconds left. It's two minutes for answer.
Purple's 30 seconds.
30 seconds and red means we're out of time. And you can finish the sentence though.
Thank you. I heard some problems brought up that I think I can add something to because I think we need to look for regional solutions. So I'm going to be looking for regional solutions to poverty and homelessness, regional solutions to trying to make our communities safer. We can't just live in our own little silo. We need to be cooperating with other cities, school districts, college districts, water districts, and everybody else around us. I've been very active in regional government. As a mayor, I'll be active in Sandag and other things looking for regional solutions. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. The next question is, what are your views on the Downtown Village specific plan expansion and the Connect Main Street projects, and do you have any additional ideas for revitalizing Lemon Grove's businesses and attracting desirable businesses such as restaurants to the region? Ms. Rosiak, it's your turn to go first on that one.
Well, I am excited about the revitalization and everything that's happening. A few weeks ago, I attended the redevelopment meeting, and it was very enlightening. I do wish that more residents would attend meetings like this. I don't want these decisions to be made by just a handful of people. I want to hear what you, the residents, think about this. I would like to see bigger businesses come into Lemon Grove so that all the revenues, the tax revenues that we get from those bigger businesses will be able to help us in other areas that we desperately need to fund, basically. So again, you know, it's always been this way for many, many years. They say that they're trying to bring in bigger business, but we don't get the bigger business that come into Lemon Grove. So I will make it our priority to work on that. We have to be more business friendly. We can't have a business that wants to come into Lemon Grove and have to jump through hoop after hoop after hoop in order to open. So again, I want to hear what you, the citizens, want. And that's part of the transparency and the fiscal responsibility that I will owe to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councilman Gaston.
Yeah, this is really one of the toughest things and one of the most important is how to get a greater diversity of businesses in our city, and particularly how to get the businesses where our people want to shop. Because sometimes we'll have ideas for bringing in revenue, but when it comes right down to it, we're not going to succeed and we're not going to build the city we want unless it's places that we want to go to. I'm tired of people going to La Mesa and El Cajon, spending a lot of money there, and then they come back here and say they don't want a sales tax. Yeah, you're paying it in La Mesa and El Cajon, and So, it's good to listen to our people. And one idea I have in regard to that is we can't expect our people to show up at city council meetings. We should show up at places where they are. We should show up at any kind of gathering that's likely to have people, and take the council to the people. Maybe sometimes have meetings on Saturday mornings, and sometimes have meetings in places where people naturally go, and make them interesting and fun and one topic kind of things instead of what council meetings usually are. I also think that we should talk to business leaders. I'm in the East County Economic Development Council, and I talk to business leaders all the time. We need to do more and more of that in our own city and in the neighboring cities. Find out what people are willing to invest in. Find out what people think can really be successful. And ask them. Ask them, how can we help? We've done a few things that definitely help. Our planning department works together with businesses. We've taken a laissez-faire approach to parking that I'm very proud of. And some of the great libertarians of the 19th century would admire our parking policy. And I think that we need to listen to what businesses say they can do, and also listen to our people who say what they want, where they want to shop.
Thank you. Councilwoman Vasquez.
So I was able to participate in the meeting regarding the downtown village specific plan, and it provided an opportunity for me to hear what the people of Lemon Grove want. And so it was a very, I would say, good experience to really hear those words. What I can tell you is that sitting on the council, our sales tax revenue are at 3.9% from this time last year. And what that means is that our economy is turning around. And when we look at the small businesses, truly, they are the heart and soul of our general fund. So, it is important that we provide a gateway for potential small businesses to open up here within our city. And what I mean by that is that we streamline our existing processes so that it's easy to open up a viable tax-generating business here within the city of Lemon Grove. But also, too, just reaching out and developing those partnerships with agencies who are connecting economic development opportunities within San Diego County. And so my commitment moving forward is to develop relationships with the San Diego East County Chamber of Commerce, the San Diego Regional Economic Development Corporation, the East County Economic Development Council, and the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development to encourage economic vitality within our city. That is my commitment if I am elected as mayor of the city, but also to connecting with our residents. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question deals with affordable housing and homelessness. San Diego County in general is now among the least affordable places to live in the entire country, and homelessness is also on the rise. What can be done? What is your strategy for providing more affordable housing in the city of Lemon Grove and helping to prevent people from becoming homeless, as well as helping those who already are homeless? Councilman Gastel, we'll let you lead off on this one.
Well, I hope this isn't a big disappointment, but I think that we've already done quite a lot to create affordable housing in our city, and I think we should be very proud of that. I think we should be very proud of what we've accomplished. And we've won awards for creating affordable housing. And at the risk of sounding like that's the wrong answer, I'm going to say one thing we can do in regional government is we can try to put pressure on some other cities to create more affordable housing. And I think we're in a good position to do that because we've set an example here. Because we've made it a priority here, and we've created quite a lot of affordable housing here. I also think that it's good to have a variety of housing. Lately we've been encouraging market rate housing and getting more diversity in our housing stock. In general, You know, think about basic economics. In general, it's not affordable housing we need. It's housing that we need. If we had too much housing, then it would become more affordable. That's economics. And so I want to focus on housing, quality housing. And as far as the homeless, one thing I can share is I served on the Keys to Home to Housing Committee a few years ago that developed a set of best practices for dealing with family homelessness. And we've put some of those policies into effect in Lemon Grove. The key thing I can share in very limited time is that the solutions have to be regional. We need to work together with El Cajon and La Mesa and San Diego and the County Board of Supervisors, and we need to find places in our region that are safe places for people. We also need to connect people to services. I'm a huge advocate of 2-1-1. And the basic idea is that if you connect people to services, housing is really one of many needs. There's a constellation of needs that people have, and it's really all about helping the people with a coordinated regional effort.
Okay, thank you. Councilwoman Vasquez.
Thank you. My commitment in the beginning when I ran for office in 2012 as council member was to put people and community first, as I truly care about the well-being of people. And during my time of service, I put in great effort to walk the areas of concern, and that is our downtown corridor where you see the homeless. And I have made a commitment to stopping by businesses at least one or two every weekend to gauge what their concerns are and to try and figure out how we can help as a city. So regarding the homeless, I want to inform you that according to the homeless count, which takes place every year in January, last year, we, for 2015, there were 19 identified homeless people who claim Lemon Grove as home. This year, it was 15 homeless people who designate Lemon Grove as their home. But it's not what you see, what you physically see when you're out and about in Lemon Grove. One thing that I've been working on is contacting the McAllister Institute, as well as the county, and trying to bring them together as they have empty beds that could be utilized to house the homeless. And if we could build that partnership, what it will do is it'll provide a place for homeless if they choose to go, but also with the county to bring in some of the much needed services for those who decide to reside at the McAllister Institute. And so that's an ideal partnership that I would like to institute. And hopefully, if I am elected mayor, we can make that happen.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Rosiak.
Thank you. With regards to the homelessness in Lemon Grove, it is not just the downtown corridor. It extends well beyond the downtown corridor where I have seen homeless people. My family, for many, many years, thanks to my mother, have helped the homeless, have fed the homeless here in Lemon Grove and in other areas. I agree. I have taken my cell phone to many homeless people and told them about the 211. I have told them various agencies that they can go and get help. So I agree, we need to work more in conjunction with these various agencies to get these people into shelters, whatever it is that they need, to get them off the streets and to get them onto a better way of life, plain and simple. With regards to our low-income housing, I know that some of the residents of Lemon Grove do not want any more low-income housing. They think that we have enough. But we have to work with other agencies to determine what is the best plan for Lemon Grove. And again, you, the residents, need to come and express your views with regards to, you know, the low-income housing, because there are other solutions. We just have to find a way for everybody to agree to be able to find and get those solutions and put them into a plan. Thank you very much.
Okay.
This is KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso in the heart of San Diego's East County.
We're going to go to some audience questions now, and for those of you in the audience, if you didn't yet turn in a card, if you have a question that you'd like to ask, go ahead and fill it out and bring them on up. The first question from the audience is, where do you stand on Measure V? It's the Medical Marijuana Clinics Initiative. Councilwoman Vasquez, what's your view on Measure V? And I would actually add to that, not only what are your views on Measure V, but if the voters do pass it, whether you're for or against it, what will the city be doing to implement that or to be prepared for that?
Okay, so as it relates to Measure V, my commitment is ensuring that we participate in a democratic process, allowing the true voters in our city to determine whether or not a viable marijuana related business can operate in our city. And so, with that said, I encourage each and every person to go out and vote. Regardless of how you feel about it, just make sure that you vote. What's important as an elected leader is that we do have policies in place to govern the operation of that type of business within our city. And so, my commitment is to ensure that the guidelines that are set for those businesses really protect the safety and well-being of the residents within our city. I did answer the question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Ms. Rosia.
I do not support medical marijuana dispensaries in Lemon Grove. I may not be respected when it comes to that, but working for a healthcare facility industry for the past 23 years, I'm sorry, but I cannot support it. Thank you.
Okay. And Councilman Gastel.
Yeah, I think that that it's probably good if we let the voters decide because we really want their input. But I have to say that we've put an awful lot of energy as a city. We've put an awful lot of energy into driving away people who were here inappropriately, and we drove away quite a few of these businesses in recent times. And I'll tell you, we did it partly because it was against our rules, and even more so because we knew it was against the expressed wishes of the residents in Lemon Grove. I'll be eager to see what the voters say. I have a feeling that they're going to say no, just like they said before. And I think it's really unlikely they will say yes. I'd be concerned about how many of these places we might have if they say yes. If they say no, I would be willing to look together with other cities in the region and try to figure out a regional solution to the issue. It's not really realistic to expect one little city to solve a ongoing problem like this. And maybe I'm prejudicing my views, but I think that realistically we have to look at the need in the region and who can meet the need and realistic ways. I do believe that there's a legitimate issue. I just question whether our little city can handle it. I question whether it's good for our city, and I also am really eager to implement what our people want, what our businesses and our residents want. And it really has very little to do with my personal views on marijuana or even medical marijuana, to be honest. It really has more to do with land use and how we plan our city and what kind of future people want for their city.
Okay. The next question, and let's be as succinct as we can so we can try to get as many of these questions in as we can. Over a third of the stores with tobacco licenses have been found selling tobacco to minors. How do you plan to address this? Ms. Rosiak.
Well, plain and simple, they should not be selling to minors. We have to have more regulation on that. And if it takes myself and a group of concerned citizens to make sure that we stand in front of that business and, you know, to tell them that we oppose what they are doing, I will be the first one there at the door, because these children are our future. They're the future doctors, lawyers, many, many professions, and we have to protect the children of Lemon Grove and their futures, plain and simple. If they are doing something that they shouldn't be doing, then they need to be fined. Thank you.
Okay. Councilman Gastel.
Yeah, this issue hasn't come to the council, but I've heard of it in other contexts. I think that I'd want to know more about where and when it's happening, but we have quite a lot of tools. The best tool we probably have is the business license, and people that abuse their business license can't have it taken away. Mm-hmm. That's probably first and foremost. Trying to catch specific violators is another option, but it's probably the best tool that we have is the business license. And being able to document the abuses of the business license so that we can justify somebody losing their business license. And fines, yeah, fines help. Definitely, fines can often improve behavior. But really, when it comes right down to it, if they aren't worthy of a business license, they could lose their business license and have to leave completely. So that's what it could come down to.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Vasquez.
Yes, and so as we move forward after the election, the area that I really want to focus on is reviewing our existing policies as it relates to tobacco use within the city. Also, too, looking at our code enforcement efforts that are in place and to determine how we can not only maximize our existing code enforcement staff, but also ways to augment our current status. And one way that we can augment our current staff that we have on hand is by seeking out grant opportunities to help support this effort. I truly believe in bumping up our efforts to secure not only local funding, state funding, but also to federal funding to ensure that our youth are protected from tobacco use.
Thank you. Okay, the next question from the audience is, if elected, will you do your part to ensure that parks and recreation are reopened? Councilman Gastel, we'll let you lead off on that one.
Well, our parks are all open.
I think they mean the Department of Parks and Recreation.
Oh, that we'd bring back the Department of the Recreation Department? Is that what the question's about?
Is there a questioner in the audience?
I don't think we know who answered the question. But let me just do my best to try to get the spirit of mm-hmm. the question. I don't see our Department of Recreation coming back anytime soon. Maybe in the future, but the truth is that we had to make some major cuts, and I actually was one of the people that voted not to cut the Recreation Department, but I have to admit that we've done a surprisingly good job, from my point of view, at keeping recreation going without a rec department. Some people even say there's more recreation going on than there was when we had a rec department. So I'm not real eager to bring it back. Maybe someday, if we have more money and we feel there's more need, I do want to see more recreation, and I think we should be looking for opportunities. In recent times, it's been mostly partnerships with private business and leasing out the rec center that's allowed us to get a lot of this stuff accomplished. I think nonprofit organizations can pick up a lot of it too. At some point, I would like to see the city do more in recreation. I just don't think that we're there yet in terms of recovering from the recession. But sometime in the future, maybe if I serve two successful terms, we'll see the days when we can bring back vibrant, exciting rec programs like we had in recent times. It's something that I would welcome when we have the ability to sustain it.
Okay. Councilwoman Vasquez.
Yes. And so as a part of my leadership role as a council member, I've been looking at cities of similar size, also cities that have had financial challenges. And just to get you up to speed here, once we pay all of our bills as a city of Lemon Grove, we have about $3.5 million left over for quality of life. And that is not a lot of money. But I've been looking at the city of National City, and I attended their State of the City address in January, and the mayor, Ron Morris, and talked about how they applied for $46 million in grant funding, federal, state, and local in the last 2 years, and they got the money. But also, too, they partnered with nonprofit organizations signing off on their grant applications, and collectively, those nonprofits were able to secure $100 million for quality of life programs. So that's programs for kids and adults and everyone in between. Also, quality of life programs such as parades and special events. And I'm not saying that we'll secure that kind of money, but it would be wonderful to maybe even secure half. Just imagine how different the quality of life could be here in our city. So I really want to focus in on applying for some of those grant opportunities so that we can have park and recreation here for our youth here in Lemon Grove.
Okay. And Ms. Rosiak, what's your view?
Well, again, what Raquel is saying is very, very important. We have to seek out the money regardless. If it's a nonprofit, it's grants, we have to work harder for you, the residents, and for our children if we want to see the recs department opened again. You know, years ago, it was wonderful. They did so very, very much. We used to have old time days. We used to have car shows. We have to work harder for you. And I'm sorry to say that the city council is not working hard enough. Thank you very much.
I'm going to give a 1 minute rebuttal. So if either of you want to respond to that, the council's not working hard enough, I'll give you know, a quick minute each.
Oh, thank you. You know, I'm not, I don't think that Ms. Rosiak is attacking either of us individually. But if you think it would, maybe it'd be worthwhile if I say something about the council and how I see the issues with, like, for example, Old Time Days was a parade that I participated in several times and enjoyed quite a lot. To be totally honest with you, the fact that we lost Old Time Days, I don't think that had anything to do with the city council. I think it was really had more to do with social capital in this city. I think it had to do with the fact that a generation of people who had been planning these things and putting time and energy in these things, a generation started to pass on and there weren't enough people to replace them. And that's a reality of the 21st century. Okay? And how are we going to adjust to that? I think that we need to look for new ways to find social capital. Maybe we can find social capital in cultural organizations. Maybe it's East Africans or Middle Eastern people or some people we don't even know yet who are going to bring social capital back to this town. Okay. But we need new creative ways to build social capital, I'd say, is the answer.
Yeah. Councilwoman Vasquez, do you want a minute?
I'm okay.
Okay, next question. We're going to do a minute each on these, Max. Safety is a common concern in Lemon Grove. Why are the sidewalks not an important issue? People walk and the traffic is heavy and many people are speeding. Councilwoman Vasquez.
The sidewalks, you know, there's a divide between whether or not we should have sidewalks within our city. I do believe we need sidewalks, as what it does is it increases walkability, which improves the health of our city, but also too, it improves safety. One of the biggest challenges is the budget. Again, after we pay our bills, we have $3.5 million left over. It's just not enough. And so as we move forward, I would really like to focus in on securing some of that grant funding that's available. That funding can help augment our very small budget to build more, not only sidewalks, but also to install lighting as well.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Rosiak.
Sidewalks are very important, and it's a liability for the city. Plain and simple. If we don't repair them, we're going to have problems. I agree that some people want sidewalks. Some people do not want sidewalks. That has to go, you know, before the city council to determine. But I would like to see more grants brought in so that we can repair those sidewalks, because some of them are just deplorable. And I don't know if any of you have fallen on a sidewalk, but I've gotten my heel caught in many of Lemon Grove sidewalks. So it is an important issue that we have to take care of.
Okay, Councilman Gaston.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with most of what they've said. This, most people in Lemon Grove are pro-sidewalk. It hasn't always been the case in our history. I think there still are some parts of Lemon Grove where people don't want sidewalks, but mostly sidewalks are a popular thing, and most people want to see them. We've actually built quite a lot of sidewalk. I don't know how many of you have noticed. We've been building a lot of sidewalk lately, and we've been working on plans to encourage more sidewalk. I think that we just need to keep at it. You know, we have very limited funds, but we also need to look at alternatives. Like, for example, a decomposed granite trail from the northern end of the city to the southern end of the city could in many ways be a good alternative. I mean, let's look for more alternatives. It doesn't always have to be sidewalks. It's really safe places to walk, places that encourage people to walk. And I've been involved with Safe Routes to School as a school board member, and that's one way to get grants.
Okay, thank you. The next question is about a portion of Federal Boulevard that this person describes as a disaster, and she says she's complained to council and nothing's happened. Specifically, she says there are problems with flooding sidewalks and controlling pollution of Troyes Creek by businesses such as EDCO. What do you plan to do to correct the unsafe conditions that exist and have for more than 20 years? Ms. Rosiak.
Federal Boulevard, I'm trying to, I know that John Woods, who is a longtime resident here in Lemon Grove, comes to almost every, I'd say 99% of the city council meetings, and he is always expressing his concerns about Federal Boulevard. So I'm not extremely familiar with the area that he's addressing. I'm wondering if it's technically Central and Federal, where EDCO is right. It's right out one of their business doors. But it needs to be addressed. We need to have, you know, city staff go down there, assess it, and see what needs to be done. We have to take care of things that you have issues about. We just can't have you complain and do nothing about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Councilman Gaston.
Well, my understanding that Troyes Creek starts near Monterey Heights School and feeds its and works its way down the canyons and joins the area near the trolley tracks and then heads toward the ocean. And it's quite a wonderful resource. I'm not thinking of it as being the same creek that goes by EDCO along Federal Boulevard, though I'm trying to chase in my mind whether they might meet somewhere. It is the same. Okay, so they meet later on. They both feed into Troyes Creek. Okay, good geography. That's Maxine. Wonderful. Okay, so you know, I think that what it comes right down to is enforcement and monitoring and. You know, I don't understand. We have really nice people that work for the city, really competent people, and I encourage people, call them. And if you don't get the response that you're looking for, then call us, and we'll make sure the process is working, make sure people are working on it. I'm out of time.
Okay. And Councilwoman Vasquez.
Yes, and so there are issues along Federal Boulevard, especially in the wet weather season. Flooding specifically was highlighted during our short El Nino period last year, and it is an issue. Although I know that there is a rich history with the funding of some improvements along Federal Boulevard, what I would like to do moving forward is, one, form a neighborhood first coalition so that we can identify the true needs of Federal Boulevard. But also, two, once those true needs are identified, seeking out grant funding to help with the much needed improvements along Federal Boulevard. And I'm not saying that grant funding will immediately be granted, but it is important that as a viable city, we submit our name and we put our name in the hat to compete for that funding, state, federal, and at the local level. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, a two-part question here. What is your position on term limits for elected officials in Lemon Grove, and what is your view on creating precincts so that residents can hold their elected officials accountable? In other words, you know, redistricting away from at-large elections. I think it's Councilman Gastel, your turn.
Yeah. We don't need term limits. The voters seem to be able to limit terms, okay? Yeah, it really hasn't been a problem in this city. And to be honest, I think we've lost the good ones more often than not. But no, I don't think we need term limits. We need voters to be conscientious, and they generally mostly are. And as far as breaking Lemon Grove into sections, we're a city of 25,000. It would take six Lemon Groves just to make one San Diego City Council district. Do you realize that? No, I don't think we need to chop this little piece of the world into more little pieces. What I do think might be good that I've suggested in the past is that we could recognize neighborhoods, perhaps the areas surrounding the five elementary schools that we have in the city, that we could recognize neighborhoods and we could identify the needs of those neighborhoods and perhaps even encourage the people in those areas to gather. But that's very different than breaking the city in pieces.
Okay. And how about you, Councilwoman Vasquez?
As it relates to establishing districts, I believe there is a true need to establish boundaries. And when I say boundaries, it's important for Lemon Grove residents, as well as businesses, to know who they can come to when they have issues, challenges, and concerns. And as it stands right now, it is not the case. And during my time of putting people in community first, I have engaged many Lemon Grove residents, as well as business owners, who have spoke in favor of establishing boundaries. And then also, too, they spoke in terms of establishing term limits as well. And so as a true public servant, if that is what the people want of Lemon Grove, then it's something that I support.
Okay, thank you very much. And Ms. Rosiak, how about you?
Well, I do support term limits. I think it is needed, especially in Lemon Grove. Now, with regards to the precincts, I would want to hear what the voters would like to do on that, because that's an issue that I don't think that we as the city council should make. I think that that needs to be put to a vote or a questionnaire to every resident in Lemon Grove to see what their opinion is on it. But I desperately think that Lemon Grove needs term limits.
Okay, thank you. The next question, I'm going to put a couple of them together here, but what is your view on the council's decision to eliminate the Planning Commission? Do you support that? Why or why not? Councilwoman Vasquez.
Okay, so as a council member for the city of Lemon Grove, I voted to keep the Planning Commission. It's important to have a trained set of individuals from our community review plans as it relates to the established ordinances and laws that are in place. When you remove this type of board, then what it does is it creates an opportunity for individuals to interject their own personal views about projects rather than adhering to the ordinances that are in place. And so when we voted to keep the Planning Commission, I was in favor of it, and I will continue to be in favor of having a Planning Commission for our city.
Thank you. Ms. Rosiak, what are your views?
I would like to see the Planning Commission return. They worked hard, and they provided a valuable asset and informational system to the city. So I would like to see them return.
Okay. And Councilman Gastel, how about you?
Yeah, I was part of the majority that voted to end the Planning Commission as a separate entity. And I was also part of the majority that voted to create the Community Advisory Committee as an alternative to the planning Commission. And the reasoning is that we asked quite a few people who had served on the Planning Commission over the years at what they thought the Planning Commission did and whether it was necessary. And we got back basically 50-50 with about half of them saying that we needed it and half of them saying that we didn't. But what I got out of the responses was that people saw a lot of value in the kind of public review process that the Planning Commission was offering and the discussions that the Planning Commission was offering. And the people saw a lot of value in having a set of trained people who could consider issues in the city. What I didn't see was I didn't see people making the case for an independent body that would be subject to the Brown Act called the Planning Commission that would involve staff time. And I'll explain it later if you want to ask
yeah,
bring the question up again.
On that one. Well, there's certainly a lot of exciting things that are happening in Lemon Grove. This beautiful library, which was approved, is one of them. I guess one of the final questions we have here is two-parter. What have you done to successfully engage the community, or will you do to inspire them to get more involved? And are there any new ideas to improve Lemon Grove that you will bring to the table if you're elected or reelected? Ms. Rosiak, you go first.
Well, I know we have to keep this short, so basically I want to know what the residents want. Again, I keep saying this over and over. Your voice has been neglected for way too long. I will do it by questionnaires, town hall meetings, whatever it takes. If I have to go door to door asking people what they want or what their opinions are, I will do that. I am a hard worker. I am passionate about Lemon Grove, so I will do whatever it takes to make Lemon Grove great again.
Thank you very much. Councilman Gastel.
Yeah. Well, one thing we've done that helps a lot is hold town hall meetings that are on one topic and at times when people want to attend. I think we might want to do more things on Saturday mornings and other times when people are likely to be available and make them fun and interesting. Maybe combine them with activities that, like food or cultural celebrations. There's some other cities and communities take an approach of educating and entertaining and basically motivating their people. And we might actually want to think about a community organizing kind of model. I think knocking on doors might actually not be a bad idea. Right now, we're really short on staff. But, you know, looking ahead to the future, we might find a good justification for doing it. If we think it'll make the community stronger and maybe make us develop better policies, maybe make our community more informed. And also, we could be doing a lot more with social media as well.
Thank you. Councilwoman Vasquez.
Yes. What I would like to do is institute a Love Your City campaign where residents are involved in truly taking part in improving our city. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, I would like to form a neighborhood's first coalition where there is a designated representative from each community who will advise the city on what the true needs are as it relates to our neighborhoods. Of course, whether or not this is implemented immediately, it all depends on the amount of funding that's available within our budget. But that's something that I'd really like to implement here to get people involved, to get them engaged, and to allow them to have their voice heard.
Thank you very much. It's time for closing statements. We're going to give each of you 1 minute to get in anything that you want the voters to know here about you and your vision for the future that we haven't already covered. Councilman Gastel?
So thank you again. Thank you again for coming. And I see Lemon Grove as a little city with big dreams. And I see all of you as people that are living here and dreaming with me. And it's just been a really exciting journey being an elected official for the past 18 years, 10 years on the school board, 8 years on the city council, the relationships I've made, some of you are here, and the people I've gotten to know. I'm thinking about things like the library bond campaign. The first time I remember being over at Donna and Tom's, we're working on it, and it was Barbara's house we were at. But yeah, working on it with Tony Shaw and I coordinated the precincts. You know, I remember things like that. That was, oh my gosh, that was 90, was that 2004? But in any case, it's been a wonderful time, 18 years. And, you know, I don't think it's any specific issue. I think it's the time and energy we put into it and the relationships we build. And I'm really proud of the fact that people that work with me almost entirely support me. And I'm really pleased about that. I think it says a lot.
Very good. Thank you. Councilman Vasquez, let's have your closing statement, please.
Thank you. My passion truly is government service, and it is an honor and a privilege to serve you. My vision was really developed by the people here in Lemon Grove, and it is to make the city of Lemon Grove a thriving, safe, and business-friendly city with small-town charm, offering arts, culture, and recreational opportunities for everyone to enjoy. Whether the discussion revolves around the stewardship of our tax dollars to support projects and programs, policies to allow projects or programs to move forward, or the approval of a creative approach to attract new business to our city, I will be there to support those efforts. As mayor, I will make the concerns of residents a top priority by partnering with federal, state, and county neighboring cities, nonprofits, organizations, and businesses. I know that we can provide a holistic approach to improving the quality of life in Lemon Grove.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you. And Ms. Rosiak, your closing statement.
Thank you. Theodore Roosevelt once said, "Nothing in this world is worth having or worth doing unless it means effort, pain, and difficulty." And I am ready to face those challenges. For those reasons, I am asking for your support as mayor of Lemon Grove. I will not give you lip service. I do not have hidden agendas. And I am not using this office as a stepping stone to state assembly. And it would be an honor to serve you, the residents. Thank you. Thank you to the East County Magazine. And thank you very, very much for everybody who attended tonight.
Very good. I want to thank the audience. It's so important as voters to be educated. Thank you very much for joining us. Let's have a big round of applause for our audience.